We're in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. We are up to Sivvav. We'll be doing Sivvav, and we'll be beginning Siv Zayin, which is a very long Sif, and will actually take us a few days. So let's first learn Sivvav. Mochrin Beis HaKnesses V'chein Shar Dvarm Shebekedusha V'afilu Sefer Torah La'spokas Talmidim O Lahasi Yisomim B'damav. V'halachi is, you are allowed to sell a shul, or any Dvar Shebekedusha, or even a Sefer Torah, for the sake of supporting people that are learning, or for the sake of marrying off Yisomin. Now, the basic rule here is, halacha is you're allowed to sell a Sefer for Talmud Torah. Therefore, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah or a shul for Hachzakas Torah to support people who are learning. So the Mishnah Brura writes that this is a tochachas magula for people that don't bother helping to support Torah in their communities. People are much more eager to build a shul than support people that sit and learn. And that concept just goes against halacha. It is more important for people to support, to actually support Talmidei Chachamim, enable them to learn, than it is to build a shul. Not that there's no obligation to build a shul, but recognize how even more important it is to support the mostus of Torah, as well as the families of people that are sitting and learning. Now, the other halacha is lahasi yisomim. So this halacha is not only referring to a male zocher, but even a yisoma. Even though a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of piri v'ribya, she is chayiv in the mitzvah of sheves populating the world, and therefore there's a chiyuv, and we can even sell a sefer Torah for the sake of marrying her off, if otherwise there's no way of having her married. The Mishnah Brura adds a third thing. So far we had Achzakas Torah and to be Masi Eyosim. The third thing is Pidyon Shvuyim, that you are allowed to, if necessary, if there's really no other choice, you're allowed to sell the shul for the sake of redeeming captives. When you sell the shul, that's even if it's the only shul in the neighborhood. And by redeeming these captives, there will be no place to daven. Nevertheless, it is mutter, and you're required to do that for the sake of freeing the people that are imprisoned. That was Siv Vav, which brings us to Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin, as mentioned, is quite long and complicated, and the Mishnah Brura therefore wrote a very short introduction to Siv Zayin. At the end of Siv Vav, he says, Hinei mipnei Siv Zayin yesh bo kama pratim, therefore he gives us a basic hakdama. So let's speak out first the Hagdama of the Mishnah Brura. He says that there are two situations of a shul. We have a shul that is built in a small city, that is its own little place. The rest of the world rarely comes to visit. That's called a Beis Knesset Shel Kfarim. It's understood there that it is built al das of the locals. That means whatever decisions have to be made with regard to the future of this shul, the locals are the ones to decide, because it is their shul exclusively. A stranger may drop in here or there, but it's not the kind of place where you'd say it is shared by everybody. Not so a big city shul. A big city shul is open to the public, and anyone that has any reason to come over is going to come and daven here. So let's say you have a big shul, and we're going to see the definition of a big shul is not the size. A Beis Knesset Shel Krochim means a shul that has all kinds of outsiders regularly davening there. Such a shul is not built al das the townspeople alone. Such a shul is built al das everybody that may ever come, all the potential mispalim in the shul. Which means that practically speaking, it's very difficult to make a decision as to what to do, because the people that have to have a say in this are all over the world. And therefore, we're going to see that the only way that they're going to be able to be sold is if we could say that there was some stipulation made bitchila that the locals can make a decision. Otherwise, there's just no way that a decision could be made. So let's begin the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Zayin. V'hod de Beis Knesses Nimkar. The entire concept of selling a shul, hani mili shel kfarim. That's a small town shul. She'ein bo'im anoshim im komes acherim. You don't normally get foreign guests there. Shalonases el libnei akfarim levadam. It was made for the locals. Says the Ramav, afilu banu also mishal acherim. say they raised the money to build the shul from others, from a different community. But it was for the sake of the locals. Therefore, it's understood that the locals have the say. V'lachein yicholim l'machro. That's why they're allowed to sell it. U'mikol makum hamos nishar miktushasan. But as learned, the money after they sell it has kedushas beis haknesses. You can only go up, you can't go down. Ve'enem rashay lo ridam miktushasan. Enem rasham, they are not allowed to be moored them from kedusha. V'hainu kishemachru b'nei ha'ir shelo midas parneseim. That is only if the townspeople sold it without the knowledge of the Parnasei Ha'ir. Who are the Parnasei Ha'ir? Generally speaking, they are the Zion Tovei Ha'ir. The Zion Tovei Ha'ir are considered these are the trustees of the community that are meant to make all major decisions for the future of whatever property belongs to the community. In Zion Tovei Ha'ir are not just seven chashuv people that live in the city. Zion Tovei Ha'ir means these are the people that are the trustees of the communal property and have the rights to selling off the property. It's got to be that you have such people. In a small shul that has a very distinct constituency, for example, it used to be that the different professions had their shuls, and there was a small group of people that had that shul. You don't need Zion Tovei Ha'ir there. It's understood that if you have three officials that are meant to look after their property, they would have the halach of Zion Tovei Ha'ir. But in a larger place where you really have the trustees of the community, you need seven. It says if you have fewer than seven, they will not have halach of the Tovei Ha'ir. You need seven Tovei Ha'ir. Now, a very interesting thing. There's no open discussion of how the seven trustees will make decisions. Is this by majority or by consensus? So they bring a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer who says that we only find the halacha of Acher Rabim Lahatos in the Sanhedrin. We do not find that in Zion Tovei Ha'ir. See, he says that there would have to be ruled by consensus. He points out, though, that that's rarely practical. To get seven important Jews to agree on something when you're dealing especially on a financial matter is a very difficult thing. He says that in many places it has become minhag Yisrael that the Zion Tovei Ha'ir will actually vote and we will go by majority. So once again, this is not because the halacha is so, but because the minhag hamakom becomes this way. And it definitely is the minhag in most places where you cannot really ever take for granted that you'll be able to have rule by consensus. You're going to have to make decisions. There's going to be a permanent paralysis if you don't establish a majority rule system. So if the Zion Tovei Ha'ir, we will generally machmas minhag go by the majority. Now, so what did it say here? That if this is all, if it's shalom midas parnaseim, v'u'adin imachru Zion Tovei Ha'ir shalo b'mayman anshei Ha'ir. Or if the trustees went and sold it, but they did it quietly, without anybody knowing about it. So the halacha there is, it must be only to a bigger kedusha and not a lower kedusha. Aval im hiskimu Zion Tovei Ha'ir ba'osa mecher. V'hoyu b'maymer anshei Ha'ir. What happens if the seven trustees, publicly, with the knowledge of the whole city, went and sold it? Rashoyim lohotzi hamos l'chol ma shiyirtzu. They are allowed to spend the money for whatever they wanted to. The reason being, it's as if they made a t'nai to begin with, that it is up to the Zion Tovei Ha'ir to decide what kind of kedusha this is going to have, if altogether. V'im kiblu aleihem b'nei Ha'ir b'feirish b'mecher zeh kol ma shi'asa afilu yochid ma sha'osa osui. If initially there was a stipulation, then even if the stipulation was that a certain plony, one individual, has the right to make the decision, he can make the decision even to something that has less kedusha. Hagah, v'chol shezayin tov ha'ir mochrim b'pirsum mikri b'maymet anshei ha'ir v'in shricha lomer hein olah. Says the Ramah, b'maymet ha'ir doesn't mean that we actually ask the people of the city. It means that the people of the city were aware of it, so that it's not being done on the quiet. If the people of the city know about it, then we trust the trustees. So all of that was only a halacha with regard to a Beis Knesset Shel Kfarim, because it was built for a specific constituency. It is understood that the Zayin Tov Ha'ir are the people that are going to make their decisions for them. If the Zayin Tov Ha'ir, if the trustees make the decision and it's done publicly, they can change it to whatever they wanted to. Otherwise, you could only sell it off for a greater Kedusha and not to a smaller Kedusha. How do we define a kfar? So it says it's got to be, a kfar is a place that you don't normally have a lot of people coming to. So there are two examples they give of small towns that had a din of a krach, that their shuls were considered like owned by all of Klal Yisrael. One is if it is a place, a small town, but it regularly has a yurid, some kind of county fair where people come from all over the place to buy goods. In such a case, even though this is a small town, its shuls will be considered shel b'nei krachim, because there are lots of people from the outside that come. A second example is a shul that has a prominent rav, so that people come from all over the world or from all over the other cities, whether to ask shilas or to listen to him. That too would make it a public kind of a shul. It doesn't belong to them alone, and their own Zayin Tov Ha'ir would not be able to make a decision. There, the halacha would always be, we'll see a little further, that you can only change it to something bigger. But with regard to Shel Kfarim, as soon as you have the Zayin Tov Ha'ir doing an open sale where it's public, the halacha is they could be Mishaneh to any Kedusha they want to.